Yeah, so when we are completely surrendered, there is no need for discretion in terms of choosing, should I do this or should I do that? Because whatever we do, that will please Krishna. Yes, that is true. There is often this philosophical question, do we surrender the intelligence or do we surrender with the intelligence? That means, that means, you know, I have no intelligence, I will do whatever you tell me to do. Is that surrender? Or while surrendering, we use our intelligence also. So actually both are true. Now that means one meaning of surrender is doing what Krishna tells us to do or doing what Krishna's representatives tell us to do. But another aspect of surrender is also using all that we have in Krishna's service. If that example is given of Kunti Maharani says that let the river flow towards, just as the river flows towards the ocean, Tai Mananya Vishaya Matir Madhupate Sakri Tate Mudvata Gadha Gange Vaghamudanmati. In 1842, she says that just as the Ganga flows towards the ocean, let my consciousness flow towards you. So there, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the significance of this example. He says when a river flows towards the ocean, nothing holds the river back. And whatever comes along, somehow the river keeps moving towards the ocean. But the other aspect is, he says the river holds nothing back. The river doesn't think, oh, let me keep 10% water for myself. No, all its water sends towards the ocean. So, surrender also means that we don't hold anything back. And if we are not using our intelligence, we could be very well holding our intelligence back. So, Prabhupada, when he surrendered to Krishna, we say there is a song, Markine Bhagavad Dharma. So, in that song he says, Ache kicha karya tabhi ehi anumane, nahi keno ani bena ehi ugrasthane. So he's saying, my dear Lord, there must be some purpose for which you have brought me here. And Prabhupada, this is an interesting word here, anumane. Anuman means guess. I am guessing that there must be some reason you brought me here. Otherwise, why did you bring me to this terrible place? This is Prabhupada's spiritual vision. He's thinking of America as a terrible place. He's seeing from the spiritual perspective, it's filled with rajoguna tamoguna. But the point is that we see in Srila Prabhupada's example, he was observing and he was formulating strategies. Is it that when Prabhupada came to America, that Prabhupada had a crystal clear blueprint in his heart? You know, you go to the Lower East Side, you'll meet this person, tell him to chant Hare Krishna and he'll become your first disciple. No, Krishna's guidance did not come in such a straightforward, linear way. You know, Prabhupada first went to stay with the Mishra Yoga Studio. And there he was allowed to do kirtan, but he was not allowed to preach. Then he went and said separately. And then the janitor itself stole his typewriter. And then Prabhupada went to the hippies. And at one particular point, the first hippie who seemed to be about to become his disciple. So he suddenly went mad in a drug-induced mania. And he attacked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had to flee from there. It was a third or fourth story building. He had to run down from there and run out in the streets not knowing where he would go. So, it is not that for just because he was surrendered, he could just do whatever it was. He had to use his intelligence. What should I do now? Should I go back to the house? Will he have recovered from that drug-induced craze? Or should I take a ship back to India? And then he decided, there are some other young people who are coming for his programs. So, he called one of them. And they invited him to do his house. So, Prabhupada used his intelligence. And based on the intelligence that he used, sometimes that some strategies work, some strategies did not work. And then the devotee, sometimes as devotees while practicing bhakti, we should use our intelligence. Because that intelligence is also a gift from Krishna. And by using our intelligence, we can serve Krishna better. But there come times in our life when things may not make sense according to our intelligence. But if we are told to serve Krishna, we should keep serving Krishna. So for Prabhupada, you know, he was a grahastha, not a very well-to-do grahastha also. And he was not a sannyasi, he was not a preacher. And Bhakti Saraswati Thakur wrote a letter to him. First meeting told him that he should preach in English in the Western world. Again, the second letter was the same thing. Now for Prabhupada, he would have asked, how does it make sense? How can I preach? What resources do I have? What influence do I have? Prabhupada could have asked that question. But Prabhupada kept preaching. So if the intelligence raises questions and objections that come in the service of Krishna, that come in the way of our service to Krishna, then we put aside the intelligence. This is what I have been told to do, I will do it. But while serving Krishna, if the intelligence can be an aid, if by using our intelligence we can find out better, how can I serve Krishna? Many preachers have this experience that once we start speaking, no ideas come. We may remember some things, we get some points, we get some answers. And sometimes when we are really inspired, we may feel as if, no, it's not I speaking. It's like some higher power has grabbed me and is speaking through me. You feel like that. But, and that is good actually, if you have a mood of surrender to service, Krishna guides us, Dadam Buddhi Yogamata. And so this is just trying to become a puppet in Krishna's hands. But Brahmanantra wants Ashla Prabhupada, how should we feel after we give a class? So Prabhupada gave a surprising reply. Prabhupada said, you think, oh, I did not speak that point. I could have quoted that shloka. I should have given that example. Prabhupada said, don't think, oh, I gave such a wonderful class and everybody is impressed. He said, be in the mood of self-improvement. So at one level, we should become an instrument and just surrender to Krishna. Even if our intelligence obstructs us, intelligence doesn't make sense. This is irrational. No. Keep serving Krishna. But at the same time, while serving Krishna, if our intelligence can give us better options to serve, we can and we should use the intelligence. Prabhupada, actually it was quite, you could say, irrational for a 70-year-old man to go all the way abroad. Now Sunti Moraji, when Prabhupada came to her, she was the person who sponsored Prabhupada's visit. Prabhupada told her, I want to go to America. She said, Swamiji, you are so old and America is so cold. Prabhupada said, no, this is the instruction of my spiritual master, I must go. So Prabhupada, from the intelligence point of view, actually going to America at that age was not a very intelligent thing to do, you could say. But Prabhupada did that because that was the instruction of his spiritual master. But having gone there, Prabhupada uses intelligence. Okay, what should I be here? Should I go there? So most of the Swamis were preaching in uptown. But Prabhupada went to downtown because he saw this is where people are interested. So the intelligence can be an obstacle in the path of bhakti, or it can also be a tool in the path of bhakti. So for us as devotees, we should not let the intelligence become our master. The intelligence can be like our minister. The minister is like an advisor. Master means the intelligence says don't do this, we will not do it only. But sometimes we have in bhakti we have to take a leap of faith. We have to take a leap of faith. Yes, this is what I have been told to do, I have to do that. So if we let the intelligence become our master, then we'll never take the leap of faith. Mm-hmm. But if we reject the intelligence entirely, then we may end up doing foolish things. So we have to use our intelligence as a minister, not as a master. And that way, we can surrender with the intelligence in normal situations, in some special situations, we can even surrender the intelligence and just Karishye Vachanam Tava. I'll do your will, Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki, Gaur Primaar.
Prabhu's books on the table.